So now, don't get me wrong. We don't believe that we're better than anyone else, but we understand that our faith as a church community will be seen and experienced by the surrounding community and the world. Does that make sense? We believe that our faith as a Christian community, right here as a church community, will be seen and experienced by the local community and the world. By the way we treat others, by what we say, and by the works that we do. All right? So, unfortunately, many churches, including many United Methodist churches, need to reread the book of James, don't we? Right? Yes, many churches and Christians, for that matter, understand that intellectual assent or their belief system within themselves is what matters the most. That's what many churches teach, and that's what many Christians believe. But James says, and James is very straightforward, all right? So please understand that. James says that kind of faith, that intellectual assent, or your belief system by itself is dead. James says that that kind of faith is dead because without works, our faith is useless. Our faith is empty. Our faith is dead. Does that make sense? All right. So today we're going to focus on some folks, at least some of the folks we've heard about today, that take this principle from their belief system and do works and ministry in this community and around the world. And again, most of these things that will be mentioned, it's people living their lives and doing what they understand is who they are. It comes out of their character, their Christian beliefs. They never, ever did anything to be lifted up. But you know what? It's very important in my mind. All of us need to have an amen, don't we? Yeah, and these are folks that have that work hard to be the way they are and to make decisions that they do and to treat people the way they do. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to start myself and just to maybe let the blood start flowing in your own mind and getting ideas. I would like to start with a doctor his name was Dr. Carlin from Stanbury. He has passed away now. But whenever I was around 2 years old, Mom and Dad and the family moved from Nebraska. Moved from Nebraska to Missouri because Dad's dad passed away. My grandpa passed away. Dad was a feedlot manager up there in Nebraska, and he came to Stanbury to make the family farm a feedlot. Well, you can imagine in the late 60s, early 70s how well that went over. But anyway, so we came back to Stanbury, and like I said, when I was about 2 years old, I guess I really loved to play with wheels. So in other words, when Mom and Dad would buy a toy, I wouldn't run the car or the tractor on the ground. I would turn it over and play with the wheels. Mom and Dad really worried about that. But anyway, so one day we were out at the farm, and my oldest sister and my dad were on the tractor, and Dad got off to open a gate, and I jetted over and hugged the tire of the tractor, and it scared my sister, and her foot slipped off the clutch, and the tractor ran over Eric. Started about right here and ran up and over my head. Now you know. You know what the problem is. Well, needless to say, Mom and Dad rushed me to the hospital. And I was there, I don't know how long I was there. Amazingly, and I forgot to tell First Service this, not a bone was broken. And to their knowledge, no damage was done. They didn't have MRIs back then, But... So anyway, they said my bones were just soft enough to flex with the tractor, but hard enough to hold the tractor up as well. It's just amazing how that works. But so the doctor came in, this Dr. Carlin came into the emergency room and says, Jim and Carolyn, you need to take a break. Why don't you leave for a while, go eat some lunch or whatever. So they came back 30, 45 minutes later, and Dr. Carlin was leaning over the bed praying for me and for the family. And ever since that point, Dr. Carlin has been a very close personal friend, of course, until he passed away a few years ago. So Dr. Carlin is a superhero to me, a wonderful Christian man.